Today we're going to talk about faith and some of the problems we have. I want to ask you a question first about faith. Do you think Paul was a great man of faith? Okay, if Paul was a great man of faith, I mean, he should not have had any problems, should he? But even if you are a great man of faith, you're going to have problems. Now, I know these problems Paul had is not too severe. I'm going to read them out of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 through 27. And I want you to hear some of the problems that this great man of faith that walked on the earth, that was chosen by God to do great things for His kingdom, I want to show you some of the problems that he had, so that maybe this week or next week or any week, that if we go through some problems or trials and tests, you may be able to endure them a little better. Because I want you to know, how many of y'all believe that Paul was really a great an apostle? A great man of God? Well, if he was and he had these kind of problems, then all I can say is get over it. If you have a little trial and test, get over it, you know. You're going to have them. Now, I want you to look at what he says here in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 24 through 27. Look at there. First of all, Paul says, five different times the Jews gave me 39 lashes. How many times? Five times. Does anybody really know what that means, to get 39 lashes with a cat of nine tails? I mean, you don't even want to think about that, do you, Jack? In other words, that made all them problems you had last week kind of small, didn't it? One lash would have been one too many, wouldn't it? But here Paul, this great apostle, this man of God, that's about doing the Lord's work, because of serving Jesus, the Jews didn't like him, and so they stripped Paul to the waist, tied him to a pole, and beat him with a cat of nine tails, 39 lashes. You know, why did they only allow him to beat him 39? They said there is a possibility that 40 lashes could kill you. So they beat you 39 lashes with a cat of nine tails. In fact, I remember one day when I was living over here in the house with my other wife, Betty, when she was still alive. We were there having dinner one evening, and after work, and I got home at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or whatever, and this beautiful young lady that I had prayed over, she was a Catholic, or was a Catholic, and I'd prayed over, and God had healed both of her knees, so she thought anytime she had a problem, she could come to me. I had all the answers, you know, because I was the only man she ever met that could pray for her and get her problem taken care of. So anyway, the Lord did heal both of her knees at a healing school, and this lady just come in, knocked on the door, and I said, yes, come in. And she just busting right in. She just crying, oh, Thurman, you got to help me. My husband's been so mean to me. Oh, and I thought, what in the world? And she was just taking on and taking on. And I finally said, I stood up and I said, okay, woman. I said, hold it right there. I said, take your blouse off. I want to see your back. What? I said, yeah, I want to see your back. She said, what do you mean take my blouse off? You want to see my back? I said, well, if you're crying like you are, and you said your husband's been so abusive, he's beat up on you, I want to see the lashes on your back. Why? She said, he hadn't hit me physically. I said, well, then get over it. I said, get over it. I said, let's pray. She said, well, my husband won't go to church with me. And you know, when I talk to him about going to church, he makes some sarcastic comment, and he's just so abusive to me. I said, oh, I said, get over it, girl, get over it. I said, let's pray. Let's go to the throne of grace. I said, you know, since you haven't had any lashes, in other words, she hadn't even had one, had she, Jack? What do you think she would be sounding like if she just had one? What if he just hit her one time with a belt across her back? Just one. What would you do if you got hit with a belt, one lick across your back, especially if it was the buckle end? That's just one time. Just think, those nine tails that Paul was beaten with five times had a little pieces of glass and bone in the tips of those straps. That makes it a little more terrible, doesn't it? And how many times did he say he got beat with this? Five times. He was hit about 195 times then, right? Bill, how would you like to have one lick with a cat of nine tails? Oh. But when a group of men tie you up to a pole and strip you to the waist, you can't get away. And then they beat you with a cat of nine tails. And just look at this great man of God. He had been beaten 5 times. So if you think you've had problems this last week, get over it. You know, do you see where I'm coming from? You know, sometimes it's all relative. We think that we've had problems, but we haven't really had any problems at all. No, not really. You know, no problems at all. So if he was beaten 5 times with a cat of nine tails, 39 lashes, let's go into verse 25 and see what else. He said, 3 times I was beaten with rods. 3 times he was beaten with rods. How many of you have ever been beaten with a steel rod? You don't have nothing to complain about then, do you, girl? Huh?
I'm blessed.
You're blessed, yeah. Really, I think we all are blessed. But you know, Paul's trying to tell us that sometimes you may have to undergo some tremendous persecution and suffering. And if he went through these things, why do you think God let him go through these things? To tell us, so we would know, that just because we're a Christian doesn't mean you're never going to have a problem. I mean, Paul was a great apostle. But he was beaten 5 times with a cat of nine tails. Then 3 times he was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Anybody have any idea what size rocks they throw at you when they stone you?
Not little ones,
that's right. In fact, if they get one that'll fit in their hand, that's probably the smallest one. And then I think about Stephen, when I saw a movie one time about Stephen, as they had stoned him with big old rocks big as your hand, and Stephen was dying, but yet he had been talking about Jesus. And as he looked up, guess what Stephen saw? He saw the heavens open and he saw the throne of God and he saw Jesus, which is normally seated at the right hand of the Father, stand up and he welcomed Stephen home. Now let me tell you, you can't get a greater privilege than to have Jesus stand for your homecoming. You know, I'm telling you what, I doubt if there's very few people that he does that for, but he did that for Stephen. Because Stephen was a great man of God. And then that last stone, there was a man that stepped right over Stephen, straddled him in that movie I saw, with a rock as big as he could pick up like this, and he threw it right in Stephen's face. And that crushed his skull and killed him. Now, Paul was just done like that how many times? 1 time. Have you ever been hit with a rock? You know, when you were kids, you know, one kid will throw a little rock, you know, little ones. But a little rock hit you right there. You know, we done that 1 time. Oh, my goodness gracious. One of us never dreamed about hitting the other one, you know, just throwing at each other, you know. But one did. So you don't never throw a rock at somebody because you might hit them. And I remember one time we were doing that, and one of the boys got hit with a little bitty rock about that big right above the eye right there. And man, he went to screaming and running the house. And when mother saw that cut and found out what it was, and that we'd been out there throwing rocks at each other, guess who got a spanking? All of us. Everybody got a spanking. Daddy didn't like us throwing rocks at each other, so we all got a spanking. There was punishment. He said, 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked. 3 times he's been out in the ocean shipwrecked. I mean, are you beginning to get the idea that Paul had some tribulations as he went through life? So how many of us have gone through any of these things so far? Not one single one of us. So guess what? I don't want to hear no grumbling and complaining from none of y'all. Y'all understand? For sure, from me. I don't want to hear me grumbling and complaining either, because I praise God. I'm grateful that I've never had to go through those, aren't you, Jack?
Amen.
So from these things, I mean, Paul, I remember one of the times when they had stripped Paul and Barnabas and they had beaten them with a cat of nine tails. Then they took them out there and put them in stocks, and they were out there and the blood was running down their backs. And what were they doing? Grumbling and complaining? They were praising the Lord. Now, how many of us could praise and worship God if we'd just been beaten with a cat of nine tails and they took us into prison and put our hands in the stocks and it's midnight and blood is running down our backside right down onto the ground? I don't know hardly any Christian today that will worship and praise God during all that trial and test. Do you? But should we? Yes, we should. You know, that's what I'm saying. Hey, we need to learn to get over it. You know, but we're going to have trials and tests. They're going to be there. You know, just get up and say, hey, praise the Lord. Learn to walk by faith. And when you learn to walk by faith, I can hear those boys now worshiping and praising the Lord. And the Lord's up there saying, you know, I just love you guys worshiping and praising me. Lord, don't you see our backs are hurting? He said, yeah, but that ain't bothering me none. I'm loving y'all's worship and praise. I'm not feeling nothing. I love y'all's worship and praise. And so midnight came, and what did the Lord do all of a sudden? Man, He made the stocks fall off of them. He got them completely set free. He opened every door in the prison and everything, and I think everybody there that night got saved. So, and Paul and them got healed. Yeah, of course, they washed their backs off and everything like this. You know, when you think about these kind of things, I think about this week, Cheryl and I went to a funeral of one of our really good, dear friends down in Longview. And this man, he's only about 65 years old, but he was a great man of faith. And he just knew that miracles would bring his whole family to Jesus, because he had four sons, only one of them serving God, three of them not serving God. And they had a big get-together on some holiday, Thanksgiving or whatever it was, one year. And there was 30 or 40 people at their house, all family. And he was believing God that if he could do some kind of a miracle that these people would see, they would all be on their face before God and accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. And that was his heart. He wanted to see his whole family come to Christ. That should be everybody's heart. You know, that's the way we are. We don't want to see nobody not come to Jesus. So anyway, one of the uncles was playing with Zach. Now, I got to meet Zach while we were down there. He was sitting on the end. When I got the privilege, I went down there to the funeral, wound up having to preach the funeral. I didn't know that I was going to have to do that, but when I walked in, the wife wanted to know if I would do the funeral, and I said, okay. You know, so I knew God, He always shows up. He'll do something good. So anyway, when I was telling this story, one of the things that Jack loved to tell was a story about when his grandson, Zach, was there and they were playing out in the yard.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Get Over It, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.